Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to welcome you to another program and episode to Missing to Africa on the Move. That's right, you heard us. We said Africa is on the Move. This is a program dedicated to speak for the voice of the voiceless. We want to represent those communities whose contributions and history and struggles have been omitted from the history books. And tonight we're going to talk about a very important institution that has been in existence for over 50 years. Some would say 55, if we can go back to April 15, 1958, as we talk about the birth of African Liberation Day, African Freedom Day. With us tonight, we have two guests. We have Brother Anthony Williams, who is an organizer for the All African People Revolutionary Party, GC. And we also have with us our brother, Herman Wingang. He's from the West Papua National Authorities. He's going to be talking about the movement and what's taking place in his area. And we're going to talk about its significance to this whole question of building the institution of African Liberation Day. First and foremost, I'd like to say to everyone, good evening and welcome to Africa on the Move. Hello, Brother Herman and Brother Anthony. Welcome to Africa on the Move.
Thank you very much, Brother Lee.
Thank you, Brother Lee, for inviting me as well to be part of this program.
Okay, good. Brother Anthony, I would like for you to start off first. Just give us a brief background in terms of who is Anthony Williams.
Sure. My name is Anthony. I'm an organizer for the All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC, and I've been involved in this party since 1983, and over the years I've worked with various organizations, and including alliances such as the Communist Party of Cuba, the Popular African Revolutionary Party of Guinea, the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, and numerous other organizations.
And Brother Herman, would you introduce yourself and tell the people who is Brother Herman?
Yes, my name is Herman Wangai. I originally come from West Papua. That's my country, still colonized by Indonesian government. Myself, I have been spending my time in jail twice under Indonesian occupation. And I escaped from my country in West Papua to Australia. So I've been in Australia for a little while and started learning English. And now I've been living in United States and visiting scholars. As a visiting scholar, I've been here since last year, so I'm glad that I can be part of this African Liberation Day. So thank you, brother.
Excellent. We are happy to have you. Let's get this program started. Brother Anthony, could you give our people a general backdrop of the history of African Liberation Day? How did it come into existence?
Okay. In 1957, Ghana obtained its independence from Britain. And approximately 1 year later, on April 15th, at the conclusion of the first Conference of Independent African States, on April 15th, 1958, African Freedom Day was organized to commemorate and also mark the onward progress of the Pan-African movement. And in May 25th, 1963, after the founding of the Organization of African Unity, African Freedom Day was moved to May 25th and changed to African Liberation Day. Throughout its history, it has been commemorated in various parts of the world, inside and outside of Africa, including areas such as what used to be the Soviet Union, Cuba, and the United States.
Okay. Brother Anthony, I also recognize that this is the 5th anniversary of African Liberation Day, and the AAPIP GC has decided to organize this particular African Liberation Day under the banner of Take African Liberation Day Back to Revolutionary Pan-Africanism. Africa is on fire. Could you talk a little bit why y'all chose that theme and what is the major thrust that we can expect in terms of the focus of this year AAID as relates to the theme?
Certainly. Over the years, there have been various forces competing for control of African Liberation Day, along with the Pan-African movement in general. There have been the genuinely revolutionary forces representing the masses of the oppressed African people worldwide, competing. And also, there have been forces that are aligned with the forces of imperialism in all of its manifestations that have been trying to sidetrack and derail African Liberation Day from its revolutionary essence and hold back the process of African unification. And on this year, we're launching a political offensive to take African Liberation Day back to revolutionary Pan-Africanism, as was always intended when Kwame Nkrumah founded it back in 1958 on April 15th. And Africa is on fire because the struggle is intensifying among the people to regain control of the resources and of their and their homeland, and also imperialism is intensifying its effort to contrive to dominate those resources and its, and the people of Africa.
You know, Brother Anthony, there's a movement going on within the Pan-African movement or different so-called variations of Pan-Africanism. How do we determine who are the legitimate Pan-Africanists? What is the component of this whole concept of revolutionary Pan-Africanism? How do we distinguish the real from those pretenders?
Okay. Pan-Africanism, the current definition of Pan-Africanism emerged out of the 5th Pan-African Congress in 1945 and is the total liberation and unification of Africa under scientific socialism. That is the true and correct definition of Pan-Africanism. Any other meaning attached to this is incorrect and a sham, and plays into the interests of the various forces of imperialism. Let's see. There have been after the 5th Pan-African Congress, there were various efforts undertaken throughout the African diaspora and on the continent to bring about the liberation in Africa, and it was understood that the unification of Africa and Africa's freedom could not be achieved without socialism as a component.
Okay, we'd like to alert our listening audience that today we are doing a special feature on African Liberation Day, which coming up this weekend, May the 25th, that will be the 5th anniversary of African Liberation Day. And we have with us today Brother Anthony Williams, who is an organizer for the All African Peoples Revolutionary Party GC, as well as we have Brother Herma Wingai, who is with the West Papua National Authority. They will be giving their views and perspective on the importance of this institution And right now, we'd like to go to Brother Herma. Ask Brother Herma, can he give us a historical background of the prison struggle that's going on in his country?
Yeah, thank you, Brother Lee. I'm want to say that as you most of you already know, or maybe whether most of you haven't heard about West Papua, my people in West Papua are still living under apartheid regime, I can say. It's similar to happened in South Africa in the past, where clearly Indonesia is now being used to continue to colonize my people, West Papuan people, as they have occupied the land and the people of West Papua from the first May until prison days. And there is an increasing fear for us that the history of apartheid regime in South Africa will repeat again in West Papua in the absence of the international concern. So that's why my role as one of the Western leader to promote the issue, try to awareness to international community. So I'm some invited as a one of the for this African Liberation Day. So it's honor to me as well. And also I would like to is men wrote case of ongoing problem in West Papua today is like denial of the Melanesian West Papuan fundamental rights, including self-determination. That's why when West Papuan people, they been struggling for their right to have their own political government, separate from Indonesian government, and we've been struggling for nearly 50 years now. So it's like 50 years, it's like similar amount of years like for African Liberation Day. So that's why I'm glad that we can sharing how our struggle together. So when Indonesian government occupied West Papuan people since 1963 until today in 2013, there have been more than 100 West Papuan people been killed by Indonesian government. And right now, when I'm speaking to you, there's more than 40 people, West Papuan people, leaders and activists, being imprisoned unjustly in Indonesia for our political activism. So I think this is the current situation now we are facing in our country, in West Papua. So my presence here in the United States, just only try to sharing the ideas, sharing the struggle with the American friends and with the people that they are caring about the justice and freedom. Maybe you can help us to raise this issue to the American government and also with the international community as well. So I think that's all a little bit the background that I want to say, and maybe I can say more information when I can share on 25th of May. So thank you, brother. I think that's all for now.
Brother Herma, can you give people some kind of sense of some of the demographics, what makes up your country? What percentage you would consider indigenous? What percentage you consider, indigenous people in the conception-wise around the question of identity, in other words, in terms of African? What is the geographical demographics that make up your country, and what type of resources and what are the major industries that exist today in West Papua?
Yes, that's West Papua is like 1 hour, and maybe I say that this ground is close to the Australia. If you can look at the Australia, it's like it's on the north side of Australia, I call New Guinea Island, but divided by for foreign people, like divided on other side. On the west side, it's still under Indonesian government, and other side they call Papua New Guinea got their independence already since 1975 under Australia. So that's a one island called New Guinea, but divided by two: Papua New Guinea and West Papua on the west. In West Papua, in my country, we have abundant natural resources, gold and other natural resources, copper and oil, and a lot of others natural resources that one biggest company called Freeport Mining. It's one company belongs to the one company belongs to America. It's operate in West Papua since 1962, so until now, and people we are still suffering, just living under the gold mining area, but people are still living under military operation that's done by Indonesian government. Also, Papuan people themselves, they can't speak English. They just use Indonesia as a colonized language that Papuan use every day, enforced by Indonesian government. And also, we are not allowed to express our political view freely in our own country, and we are.
Brother Herman, can I ask you who are the major liberation forces or political parties that's leading this movement to fight against this oppression that your people are facing? Can you talk just briefly a little bit about the major political parties or organizations that is in this movement of resistance?
Yes, we have the West Papuan resistance. We call West Papuan National Authority a part of them, and we try to promote the political transitional government. We call Federated Republic of West Papua. That's our nation state that we established according to the West Papuan People National Congress in the last October in 2011. And under Federated Republic of West Papua, that's our nation state, but we have resistance that we have West Papuan students movement, we have West Papuan women solidarity movement, and also we have West Papuan Liberation Army, that's people, those living in jungle. And also, we have some non-government organizations that are part of the how we promote the already that West Papuan people are ready now to have their own political government that we call Federated Republic of West Papua. That's according to our declaration of National Congress in 2011, and some of our political leaders now, they are being in prison, in jail. That we call a president of Federated Republic of West Papua. His name is Forkorus Yabusembu, and Prime Minister of West Papua is called Edison Waromi. So those leaders, they are now living in jail. So that's something we try to promote the liberation inside the city in West Papua, but also we have some West Papua Liberation Army that are fighting in the jungle. So we are working together, but mainly peacefully. That's our Liberation Army we promote right now.
Okay, we thank you for that. We'd like to alert our audience that right now we are opening up the phone line for folks who have any comments or questions on Africa Move to ask our guests. You are welcome to call in at 323-679-0841. That's 323-679-0841. Back to our brother Anthony. Can you talk a little bit about the logistics, when African Liberation Day could take place? What can people expect to hear and see as it relates to this year, African Liberation Day. And in essence, why it's really important for people to come out to this particular event.
Sure. It's important for people to come out because it's important for people to get, they get better organized than we have been. And right now, as I indicated earlier, our enemies are on the offensive, so it becomes more critical, more important today that we join, a political party that's working for our people's liberation. African Liberation Day, organized by the All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC, will take place Saturday, May 25th, at the Festival Center, which is located at 1640 Columbia Road Northwest in Washington, D.C., between 16th and 17th Streets Northwest. And the program is broken into three parts. The symposium and the ALD diplomatic reception. The symposium is broken into two parts. Panel one, Take African Liberation Day Back to Revolutionary Pan-Africanism, Africa's on Fire. Panel two, Building and Consolidating Revolutionary Alliances Within the Revolutionary Pan-Africanist and Socialist Movements. Some of the invited participants include Lang, T.K. Nabor of the Center for Consciences Studies and Analysis, Explo Nani Kofi of the Kilombo Center for Civil Society and African Self-Determination, Ishmael Conde, Parti de la Revolution Populaire Africaine de Guinée, Kit Ashrop, Danish-Cuban Friends in Aarhus, Johnson Malambo and Ike Mufoley of the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, Jafar Shavari of the Left Unity of the Palestine Liberation Movement, Nuba Kai of the Malcolm X Grass Movement, Kali Akuno, Black Left Unity Network, and Malcolm X Grass Movement, Penny Gamble Williams, Janice Denny of the American Indian Movement, Bill Means of the International Indian and Treaty Council, Dr. Zoe Spencer of Virginia State University. Panel two, invited participants include Charo Mina Rojas of the Black Community Process of Columbia, Eugenia Charles, Director of the Fondation Mapu, Haiti, Brother Herman Wangai, West Papua National Authority, Diego Pari, Ambassador, Embassy of Bolivia to the Organization of American States, Sonia Unmanzor, Cultural Attaché, Embassy of El Salvador, Patricia Vidal-Garrett.
Let me just stop you right there. It sounds like y'all have a great host of organizations and individuals from all over the world, which would be able to give our people a better Pan-African perspective on the interconnection between the various movements that is going on. And again, for our audience, that will be May 25th. And I understand y'all have a website. Where can they locate y'all? The African People's Liberation Party, GC. Where's your website? How can they go
sure.
to your website to find out more about African Liberation Day and your organization?
Certainly. Our website is located at www.a-aprp-gc.org. Our phone number is 202-719-0529. And if you plan on attending the symposium and reception, please RSVP. The directions are located on our website.
Okay, we're going to let our audience know that for this program, we can go a little bit over. If you don't get to hear the whole program, you can always go and hear it in its entirety by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Africa on the Move. Brother Anthony, can you talk a little bit about when we talk about what is who are the legitimate Pan-Africanists? I understand that it's true that you can't be a true Pan-Africanist if you don't support socialism. Can you talk a little bit about this question of socialism and how would that play a role in terms of our people liberation?
Yes. Pan-Africanism, as I said earlier, is the total liberation and unification of Africa under scientific socialism. So if you're not pushing for socialism, you cannot be a Pan-Africanist. Imperialism and all other forms of capitalism is the economic system that got us into the current problems we're facing right now. And that can only be resolved by an alternative economic system in which all people control the resources and land for the benefit of all the people. Capitalism is an economic system in which a few people control the wealth and resources for the benefit of the few at the expense of the masses of the people.
Okay, and to Brother Herman. Brother Herman, what can the people do to help really find out more about your movement and work together to make sure that we put up a common front to fight against our common enemies, such as imperialism, Zionism, capitalism, racism? We're looking at the different forces that is going all over the world, oppressing our people. And they use different names, was under NAD, was under different countries, Western European countries, was just right out under the gangsterism of U.S. foreign policy. What can the people do? How can the people unite with your struggle and your people's struggle? And how can we create the climate where we can have more constant communication so we can be properly informed?
Yes, because we just started the campaign we call Free West Papua Political Prisoners Campaign. That's our goal, to campaigning for free all West Papua political prisoners. Now they are living behind the bar in Indonesian prison. So if you want to know about the West Papua, just maybe click West Papua on the Google, and you can find a different website that provided a lot of information about what's happening in West Papua. But in United States, particularly, we have West Papua Action Network, and also we have West Papua, what they call advocacy team that. We try to educate people in different grassroots level, also in academic level, that educate people about what's happening in West Papua. And basically, there are a lot of human rights abuses, and also still a lot of environmental destruction happening in West Papua. A lot of genocide. It's people are being killed in West Papua. So that's a general information that I would like to share with you. And also, we would like to have you as Americans, and maybe you can write in a letter to U.S. Congress members, to your representative, to address the issue about what's happening in West Papua, that one critic situation, an emergency situation that we look at how American government provided the military training to the Indonesian military personnel. So we need to
campaign for asking for U.S. government not to provide any military aid to Indonesian government, because after they got the training and they will continue to killing our Papuan people in their own land. So that's a lot of Papua. So I think that general information that I would like to say. So if you want to, adding more information, like you can type on westpapuamedia.info. That's another current website that you can find information every day that we're updating information about what's happening in West Papua. So I call westpapuamedia.info. So you can type that. So I think that's all, brother.
Okay, we thank you. To Brother Anthony, we know that African Liberation Day is an institution. Is an institution that is anti-imperialist in terms of its essence and its history. Can you speak to our people? What is your assessment of the current U.S. foreign policy as relates to the realities inside and outside of Africa as relates to our people's struggles?
U.S. policy in Africa has become much more repressive and oppressive against our people, even though we the U.S. ostensibly has an African head of state. It has gotten more repressive, and it's also gotten more repressive in the African diaspora as well. There are several wars going on in Africa right now in order to in order to entrench imperialism back in power. Libya, Mali are a couple of cases in point. And there is an ongoing, and the level of instability in Africa has been increasing. It has not lessened, and I think a lot of that is due to the imperialist scramble for more markets and access to resources and cheap labor.
Okay, and in terms of educating our people just a little bit about the history of what is the AAPRPGC, can you just talk a little bit about that? What is the
All-African
People Revolutionary Party, GC? And how can people participate? How can they help make it stronger and better?
Okay. The All-African People's Revolutionary Party was founded by Kwame Nkrumah in 1960, shortly after he called for its formation in the Handbook of Revolutionary Warfare. Since that time, we have been trying to organize and develop a revolutionary cadre throughout Africa and the African diaspora in order to build the political party that's going to that'll bring about the achievement of Pan-Africanism that we had discussed earlier. People can help by joining the All African People's Revolutionary Party, or by giving support to it. More information on how that can be done is available on our website at www.aaprp-gc.org. And
okay,
they can also contact us at 202-719-0529 for more information about our organization.
Okay, and to our brother Herma, can you give us a summary of what are the major things that you really want our people to know and they must know at this point in time dealing with the people movement back in New Papua, West Papua, New Guinea?
Yes. Basically, we are still struggling for
our right to have our own country. We call West Papua, separate from West Papua, and I do believe that until today, many outside people around the world, like international community, doesn't know about what's happening in West Papua because Indonesian government restrict all the foreigner people to visit West Papua, so including journalists, humanitarian group that they banned, Indonesian government banned. So West Papuan people, West Papuan land is closed by to international community. So that's why until today, many people doesn't know about the issue. That's because we don't have any international journalists to visit to West Papua. So I'm hoping
what lessons you think that, based upon the history of past liberation movements, that we can learn from to make sure we don't repeat those errors? What can we draw back from our history? I'm looking at other liberation movements before us that you think that we can learn from and not to repeat them. Or what can we learn from that would encourage us to be able to be victorious? Brother Herman, what lessons do you think we can draw from past liberation movements, if any?
Thank you, brother.
Yes, I was just raising the question. And Brother Anthony, maybe I'd like for you to chime in on this too. What past lessons we can learn from past liberation movements to improve the conditions of our people for the future? And I think this is one of the things I think African Liberation Day plays as an institution. It connects the different movements together, and we can learn and exchange information from each other. So I would like to just get your general opinion on how can we use history, how we can look at past movements, and make sure that, you know, we don't repeat these errors, if any. Can y'all just briefly speak to that, Brother Anthony and Brother Herman?
Sure. I'll take a stab at it. I think if you look at the history of past liberation movements, whether inside, outside of Africa, some critical components include a political education program. It's important that we have a good sense of our history in order to learn of our past accomplishments as well as mistakes. And also, it's one of the lessons that Nkrumah taught us from his efforts to try to build a socialist society in Ghana, is that you cannot build socialism without having socialists. And that's one of the major reasons why we attach a great deal of importance to the political education process, because the most important thing to do at this stage of our struggle is to develop revolutionary committed cadre. And I think that's among the important lessons of history, that you have to have a solid political education process and a revolutionary ideology.
Okay. Brother Herman, in closing, can you give our people a presentation to why it's important for them to come to this year, African Liberation Day, and support the institution of African Liberation Day? Why should they come, and why should they support this institution, Brother Herman?
Yes, I would like to say thank you for this coming up program on the 25th that's organized by our brothers and sisters from African Liberation Day. I would like to encourage that maybe some of you already know or never hear about West Papua. I encourage you to maybe come and maybe listen to the West Papuan story. That I would like to talk more a little bit about what's happening in West Papua and how is a struggle for West Papuan people that Indonesia has imposed a brutal military occupation, and the West Papuan people, have become victim of rape and murder and abuse and torture and intimidation, and that's something we need to maybe when you come to our panel next coming meeting that you can learn about, and hope you can be a voice of West Papua here in the United States. That's something I would like to maybe encourage you to supporting West Papuan people, because in United States we don't have any West Papuan living in Washington D.C. Just myself in Washington D.C. So that's why I would like to get more support from you all as a brothers and sisters. So I think that's all I can say from now, and I look forward to the meeting next. On 25th of May.
And Brother Anthony, appeal to the people why they should come out to African Liberation Day this year and celebrate its 50th anniversary.
Okay, people should come to African Liberation Day in order to learn more about the struggles for African liberation going on around the world, as well as the struggles of some of our, brothers and sisters or friends around the world, and also to commit themselves to playing a role in that process, whether it be by joining or supporting the All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC. And please, if you intend to come, please RSVP. Admission is free, but space is limited. So we definitely encourage you to participate if you can. And we're looking forward to seeing you. And thank you, Brother Lee, for giving me this opportunity.
We thank both of you. But in the website where they can go and find out information for the AAPRPGC.
Sure, www.a-aap-prpg-gc.org. Let me repeat that again.
That's www.a-aap-prpg-gc.org.
That's correct.
Yes. And on that note, we'd like to thank you, Brother Herm and Brother Anthony, for sharing your views and perspective on the 50th anniversary of African Liberation Day, which we say this year has been organized by the All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC, under the banner, Take African Liberation Day Back to Revolutionary Pan-Africanism, and Africa is on Fire. We'd like to thank y'all for your contributions. We'd like to thank our audience for listening. We'd like to remind them that Africa on the Move is a bi-weekly program that comes on every other Sunday at 6 p.m., We encourage you to tune in and call in and share information with us, because we know as human beings, without information, human beings cannot think. But we know more importantly that without organizations, human beings cannot think clearly. I think these are two of the things that represent our great and glorious institution, the African Liberation Day, and this is another reason why we should come. And until next time, we should always remember to strive to go forward ever and backwards never. Again, we thank you all for supporting Africa on the Move. Until then, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Forward to African Liberation Day, the 50th anniversary in Washington, D.C., May the 25th, starting at 1 p.m. at the Festival Center, which is located at 1640 Columbia Road, Northwest, Washington, D.C. We'll see you there. Forward.